Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Joe Reynolds with the Warren County Fair about the decision to postpone the fair and other programs they're keeping for this summer.
The decision to postpone the Warren County Fair wasn't an easy one. It's one that was made by a lot of people discussing a lot of things with a lot of different organizations. So kind of walk me through that process about how that decision came about.
We actually started in March talking with the International Association of Fairs and Expositions and the Association of Iowa Fairs and Public Health and our own local authorities by fire and police and that type of thing. So we were concerned about the safety of our visitors. We were concerned about the number of people that would come out that would actually at that point have money to spend because of the jobs closing or jobs leaving and businesses closing. And we were also concerned about our volunteer pool because those volunteers are in the age where they could be health compromised. So with all those things taken into consideration and several board meetings, several Zoom meetings that we were getting used to, we did have to make the difficult decision in the end to postpone all of our events that were contracted, that we had a contract with, because we had deposits down. We had events that we knew that we couldn't make work with a 50% capacity, especially in the grandstand. We need everyone we can in there to put on a great show, and our goal is to break even, and we didn't feel that we could do that with the reduction of people, I guess, that could attend. And then I think, once again, one of the bigger things was, what do we have to do to keep it safe? And we knew that we could, on a smaller scale, keep the 4-H and FFA events, the livestock shows. We ended up canceling the open class livestock shows and all of the open class static exhibits. So what we're going forward with is a modified fair, I would call it, that allows for the livestock exhibitors to come in on their show day that's still listed in the 2020 fair book, and they'll come in and show and technically go home that day. We have made some modifications to that even as we're getting closer to the fair, because the board wanted to be able to put on not only a show for the kids so that they could showcase their animals against their peers, but then also to have a way to, I hate to say the word dispose, but move the animals to the next, the market animals onto their next stage. And we determined that we could probably pull that off. So this year our auction will even be held on two different days. The sheep and goat auction will be held on Thursday evening, and at beginning at 5:30, and then on Monday the regular auction will begin with a new bright spot. If there is a bright spot in all of this, the pen of three broiler and roaster chickens will be sold. And a new twist to that will be, if someone in the community would like to help a young 4-H'er with this project, they can come and purchase the pens of chickens. But if they don't want to physically take home the meat from them, they can donate the meat to the food pantry. And how that'll work is the superintendents will actually take the animals, the birds, to the processing plant that morning immediately following the auction, and they will bring them back to the fairgrounds at 5 p.m. that night in coolers, where the buyer can pick them up, or once again, the birds that are left at the end of the evening will be donated to the food pantry because the processing plant is a USDA-inspected plant. So we're excited to offer that. Unfortunately, though, the event that we're hosting is not open to the public. We wish we could, but we're trying to keep crowd control down and working with public health, trying to minimize the number of people on the grounds. So we look forward to being able to help the kids and their immediate families. Everyone that's supposed to be on the grounds will be received or has received a wristband, so we know who is to be there and not. We won't have any food on the grounds, even for the exhibitors, so they're going to pack their own lunch when they come.
Well, I know something, this isn't just something I want to show animals at the fair next week. You know, it's something that takes place year-round. What did it mean to be able to provide an opportunity for those 4-H'ers and FFA students to be able to do something like this in a year where a lot of things that they're trying to participate in just haven't happened?
I think it does mean a lot to them. I think one of the best stories that I heard from a young person, as appreciative as he was of the fact that we were able to put on a show, he said, I'm missing all of the time in the barn, the food stands, the camaraderie. And I think the rest of us feel the same way, too. It's hard to cancel an event like that. We work for this event year-round. So to cancel is really hard.
I can imagine if people want to help out for the Warren County Fair this year. I know, like you said, you basically do all this work to break even. And obviously people want the Warren County Fair to continue. How can people still support the Warren County Fair in ways maybe they haven't done in years past?
We have had a tremendous response from sponsors this year. The sponsors that helped us early on before basically the pandemic hit, we called each and every one of them individually and asked them, would they like to have their money back? Would they like to push their sponsorship forward to next year? Or would they allow us to use it this year for the 4-H and FFA livestock event because we have no chance at income and we want to be able to sustain ourselves to be able to put on an even bigger and better show next year? And I am so pleased to tell you that every business that we talked to said, keep the money this year and do it for the kids. So we couldn't be happier to be able to present that with the help of the community. And I think it even means more when there were some of the businesses that had to be shut down themselves that were struggling with maybe do they, you know, how do they hang on to their own employees and that type of thing. So we are looking forward to having a nice event for the kids and still be able to pay the premiums, give them their ribbons, their banners, their trophies, all of that that goes along with a normal fair to try to keep things as normal as possible. So I do feel that during entry week, we heard a lot of positive comments from the parents and some of the kids that were there thanking us for at least trying to do this. And, you know, we're still 12, 13 days away, so a lot of things can happen with the number of cases that are rising in town. So we're asking that we do keep this just to a non-public event so that these exhibitors can showcase and we don't get shut down in the middle of our event.
Once again, that was Joe Reynolds discussing the Warren County Fair. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.